Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now stay with the fan for this special program.
Hey, baseball fans. The game is over. Welcome to the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. After the last pitch, you've made the switch for 17 years. It's time to talk about the game and the team with Tim Allen.
Tim Allen's here. What do you got, Tim?
We'll hear the highlights.
And that one's hit high and deep to right. Suzuki back. Grown man home run by Rowdy Tellez. And the Brewers have the lead.
We'll hear from the manager and the players. We'll discuss the topics from the fans to the front office.
I like Tim's perspective.
History is made each and every year. And we're talking about it. 17 years of coverage after each game. Here's your host, Tim Allen.
It is a final from Atlanta, and the results, again, are good. This was a huge victory. 6-3, the final. The Brewers take game one of this three-game weekend set over the Atlanta Braves. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. As we are live here in the Lakeland University Studios, the leader in online education, learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. There's Tim Shea. My name is Tim Allen, and the Brewers get it done tonight. You know, there were really two parts of this game that got a little bit ugly here. Outside of the error column, three for the Crew, two for the Braves. This was, now again, that's five errors in this game, and that shouldn't happen. And typically doesn't in a postseason game, which this is not, of course. But it did feel like one.
Sure had that feeling. Sure had that feeling.
It did, and it was. I won't say a back-and-forth affair, but it was kind of one of those games where you kind of hang on every pitch. Did you guys view it as that? Because I certainly did. And again, the outlier would be the errors. And that will eventually get cleaned up as you get deeper into the season and certainly into the postseason. But this was a nice win over the Atlanta Braves. It really was. And the Brewers keep keeping on. I mean, they've won 15 of their last 18 games, and it still doesn't seem like it, does it?
Not at all.
It just doesn't. I mean, for me, this is sort of the test weekend series. This is a nice little gut check. It really is. It's one of those series where you say, okay, guys, it's not Cincinnati. It's not the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's not the Chicago Cubs. It's not even the Philadelphia Phillies. And now that we look back at that Phillies series, they're sort of losing some momentum and steam as not one of the big boys. These were two heavyweights going at it. And the reason I say that is, did you happen to watch the game? Those of you that watched the game on TV, did you see the looks on the faces of the Brewers and the Braves in this one? Yes, there were times where there were a few smiles here and there. Yes, trying to have fun, doing your thing, and staying loose and all that. I get all that. But there were most times where there was some intensity between these two teams. These two teams easily could meet again in the postseason. And in some degree of a statement, they probably will. I want to get your reaction. Did you view the game like I did? As sort of this hanging on every pitch. It's okay if you didn't. That's fine. I mean, and you can give me a reaction on the game itself at 799-1250. But I just looked at it as, okay, now this is cool. This is what you want. You get tuned up against the bottom feeders, and you say, okay, let's go against the best. Because until they're dethroned, they have the crown. They have the ring. It's the Atlanta Braves World Series champs, defending champs. Let's go. That's what you want. Bring on the Dodgers. I don't care. I'm not predicting what's going to happen. I'm just saying this is what you want. This is pretty good baseball quality entertainment. That's what a series like this is. And the Brewers, well, they muster up double digits in hits. They put up another 6 runs, which is kind of their average the last 17 or 18 games. That's a good size average. 6 runs. But they did it without the aid of a long ball. They did it with a few breaks, granted. They did it with pitching. They avoided using Devin Williams because of what Eric Lauer did. And they did it after a roster move, too. And we'll get to that. If you haven't heard, Keston Hira sent down. This is one of the reasons why I was nervous about Keston Hira. And I've been nervous about him for up until maybe a week ago or so when they were contemplating what they're going to do once May arrived with the roster cut down. And he made it through the first phase, but suddenly he didn't make it through that second wave, if you will. Brewers needed some pitching, and they brought up Luis Perdomo, and I liked him. I was surprised he didn't make the team out of camp. 799-1250 as the Brewers get the victory, 6-3 the final. And it's Friday night. We can talk about a big game in May. If you don't think it was a big game, that's fine. I think it's a telling series a little bit. One of those early in the book chapters that a baseball season is, because it is a story. And we're walking through the story. We walk through the first few chapters in the month of April. And then we're putting a little bit of a dent here in May. They're 15-3 in their last 18 games. Run differential, well, with this +3, now sits at almost +60. They came into this game +36, second in the National League. But in the run of 15 of 18, +58. I mean, they're just cruising. They're in cruise control. So what did we need? What did we want? What did you want? Did you want them to play the Reds again? Well, you get that next week in Cincinnati this time. Did you want them to play the Dodgers or the Braves? My hand's in the air. It's exactly who you want right now. You want to play them all right now. While you're rolling like this. Maybe one of the reasons you are rolling, one of the reasons is certainly, I make no denial of that, that you've been playing the Reds and the Pirates and the Cubs, and you put up some runs against, put up some wins against Baltimore. You put up some wins against now the fading Phillies, who don't seem as powerful, but I think a decent team. So this is what you want, and you got it. And this is how they played. I talked about this earlier in the week, and we'll get to your calls in a second. I talked about this earlier in the week. It's how you're playing this weekend in Atlanta. Now, I did not like the airs. That's one thing that's got to get cleaned up. That's not like this team to have 3 errors in a baseball game. You're going to have to clean that stuff up. I don't know what Lorenzo Cain was thinking. But that's a rare thing. Outside of those errors, this was sort of an intense game for me, at least it was for me. I don't know about you guys, because I liked it. And it's Henry Aaron weekend down there in Atlanta. And just there's some synergy between these two organizations, obviously. You know, the team that left Milwaukee lost to the team that's in Milwaukee kind of thing. But I enjoyed this game. This was a, as much as I love any Brewers victory, this was a little cherry on top of this one. Just because I was so entertained by this game. I don't know if you saw it the same way. And maybe you didn't here. It's May 6th. Cool your jets kind of thing. That's fine. That's okay. At some point, you'll get into it. Maybe it'll take till September for a lot of us, but maybe not. Maybe it's now May 6th, and you're into it like I am. This is a nice victory. Lauer, by the way, 6 1/3. 2 hits, 2 runs, just 1 earned because of that error. 2 hits through 6 1/3. His pitch count was in total control until that 7th inning when Ozuna got him for an 11-pitch at-bat. And I don't know why, I don't know if you noticed this, this is just another observation of the game. Why all of a sudden in, oh, I don't know, the 6th or 7th innings, somewhere in there, the home plate, it's a weird thing. I don't know how this works, but home plate just started shrinking. It just got smaller and smaller as the game went on. I didn't really understand that. Brewers offense pounds out, what, 12 hits? And they get the 6 runs. But how patient did they look to you? We talked about their chase rate is down. They're doing a little more damage in the zone. Christian Yelich, a multi-hit game. Rowdy Tellez, a multi-hit game. He did have a fair amount of strikeouts here. Hey, that Strider kid down in Atlanta, Spencer Strider is his name. That dude's pretty good.
Yeah, he's going to be good. He's going to be real
good.
Yeah,
he is. He's one of their top prospects, and he looked good. Mm-hmm. He looked in control. For a guy that's gassing 98, 99, he looked like he had a pretty good degree of control there. 799-1250. Let's go to Todd. Todd, you're first up here on the Fan. How did you view this game?
Howdy, boys. Timmy, I'm glad you brought up that subject because I was thinking the same thing. Boy, we must be thinking quite a bit alike. I was watching the game, and by the second inning, I'm thinking – I felt like it's September. That's what I'm thinking. I'm into the game like it's September. And I was thinking that going, mind of my mind, am I the only one that's thinking this? And is it, you know, am I crazy? But that's the total vibe I got right now. I really do. It's like every game is, it's like a playoff game. I'm so into it. It's crazy. And if I can bring up one more thing. I think it's awesome that they brought the bell with them, you know.
Yes.
That just shows total confidence in the team that they can go on the road and bring their bell with them and their lucky charm with them on the road. It's fantastic.
It really is, and that's kind of their theme moving forward here this year. Todd, thanks for the call. I'm with Todd, man. It might not have taken me to the second inning. It was just right away. It was as soon as Colton Wong got on, I'm like, all right, let's do it. Set the tone early in a game, early in a series, early in a road trip. I think that was big. Rowdy's 2-run double in that first inning might be the biggest hit of the series. It could very well be, guys. But the patience they did show against Matzik, who you may recall – in the postseason, did some deliberate damage to this team's success or lack thereof. I mean, he was outstanding in some really pivotal key spots. That's the way I saw this, though. I saw this as just like we were regenerated into October of last year. What was it, October 7th, 8th, something in there?
Yep.
Yeah, I was doing the show from Vegas at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like we were transported back to that time. And I'm like, why are you getting so wrapped up into this? I couldn't help it.
Because we're playing someone other than one of those teams you mentioned before, too.
It could be.
Because everyone's been saying, well, you're playing the Reds and the Pirates and the Cubs. Well, now we're playing the Braves, and we beat them tonight. So.
Okay, yeah. And it gives you an opportunity to win one of the next two games. I don't think that's a loser mentality. You want to win tomorrow, take the series, of course. But it does give you a little wiggle room to go on the road and beat the champs in their park 2-3 and take the series, get the hell out of town. We'll see you next week in Milwaukee. We'll do it again. That's the huge part. You take game one, you're in a little bit of a catbird seat here with Corbin Burns on the mound. Now, you would say Fried's on the mound for them. That's not the way I look at it. I look at it as you just took game one against the defending champs, and you have your guy going in game two. Eric Lauer, every single start that that guy makes it through pitching like this is more solidification that he's one of the best in the league. I don't know when we're going to stop denying that or start denying that. Either way you're looking at it, I don't know when, but for me, what else can you say? He's one of the best in the National League right now. And really, I'll just tack on to that. He has been. And we just didn't notice it. We never realized it. We don't talk about those types of guys. We talk about Scherzers and Frieds. We don't talk about Burns and Woody and Peralta. We talk about those guys. We don't say, oh, best in the National League. I mean, who are the top pitchers in the National League? And you start flipping them off your finger, and you're going, this one, this one, this one, like I just did. And all of a sudden, what would you think if someone said, and Eric Lauer and Max Scherzer and wait, whoa, time out. You just said Eric Lauer? yes, I did. And I think it's time we start doing that. Maybe you're not sold quite yet. That's the other thing we can talk about tonight. Are you sold on Eric Lauer?
I am.
Did you watch him pitch? Have you watched him pitch? Look at not just the result. Look in his face. Look at his face. Look at the intensity. Look at the confidence. He was pissed in a scoreless inning in which he went 1-2-3. He was pissed that he hung a curveball that was hit to the wall. It was an out. That's how intense this guy is. He doesn't want to give up anything right now. But who'd have thought? Let's see. There's Walker Buehler, and there's Urias over there in L.A., and there's Scherzer, and you got Corbin Burns. He's a Cy Young Award winner. But don't forget about those other guys in Milwaukee. You know, 2.8 for Freddie Peralta, and a 2.5 or so for Woody. And then you got Eric Lauer, and then Fried down there in Atlanta. He's no slouch. It just doesn't sound right, does it? But it's true. And every start that he does something like this, 6 1/3, one earned run with 8 strikeouts and an ERA of 1.87. It just more legitimizes him. I'm telling you, it does. It does for me, at least. I have to pinch myself and say, whoa, wait a second. Start mentioning Eric Lauer more because he deserves it. 799-1250. Marshall, you're next here on The Fan. What's going on, Marsh?
Well, good evening, guys. Great evening, great win. I'm just so thrilled. You pretty much have said some of the things I was gonna talk about, and I'm sold on Lauer. I'm sold on most of this pitching staff right now. I would have liked a run or two more late. I was hoping, because I even told my brother at the time, this is the world champions we're playing here, and even Schrader and Levering were saying tonight, you never have enough, you know, you want more. But at the same time, I kept thinking, even after the home run that happened there, 6-3, said, hey, when you've got Williams, you've got Hader, you know, even Boxberger, what a pleasant problem to have. These are, we just should be, as I've said a lot this season, guys, we just should be enjoying this right now because, man, there are so many teams that would give their right arm to have half the problems that we have right now.
Yeah, and, you know, and I will tell you this, Marshall, that in that ninth inning, here's the way I'm rolling this year.
Sure.
And certainly in this series, Josh, don't lose this guy. Keep the pitch count down because I not only want you to save tomorrow's game, but I want you to save Sunday's game as well. I want you with one of those 9-pitch outings tonight. You're good to go for tomorrow. You keep it under 10 or 12 or something like that tomorrow, and then you can shut it down again on Sunday and we'll get out of town. That's getting greedy, isn't it?
I hear you. I was kind of thinking very similarly there, but I'm just so thrilled we're here right now. We won this game tonight, and get 2 out of 3. I totally agree. I'm not expecting a sweep. If we get it, great, but we know what it is. Unless it's the Reds or the Pirates, it's hard to do. And just as a parting thought, guys, go Bucks this weekend. And go Jessica Pegula over in Madrid and one of my other loves tomorrow. I'm going to be in front of that. So life's good right now, guys, you know, and even in the minor sports, it's going a little good right now. But let's get 2 out of 3 this weekend. As old Meatloaf used to say, 2 out of 3 ain't bad, and go from there. And I think we're going to have a fun season. Let's just hope everybody stays healthy here right now.
No doubt. Marshall, thanks for the call. Thanks for hanging out. You ever want to know anything about tennis, you listen to Marshall. The biggest tennis fan I know.
I was just going to ask, is he a tennis fan?
Huge tennis fan.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the last time I was in tennis, McEnroe was still playing. And that's because it was just, I don't know if it's still like that, but all the griping, and it was just more flair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of flair, Ronald Acuna is still arguing at home plate right now. He's still standing there at Truist Field. Why wasn't he thrown out?
He should have been.
I mean, almost twice.
Especially the second time.
He gets to do what he wants and show up the umpire. Okay, I guess. I mean, he's one of the best young players in the game. You know, I guess there's a little lateral movement there with those guys. Let's get in one more before the break. Austin. Austin, you're next on the fan here. What's on your mind?
Hey, Tim. I wanted to say the same thing about Lauer. I mean, you can't discredit this guy for the last year and whatever month and a half that we're in now. I mean, he's competing with Corbin Burns as the number one on the Brewers, and it's just incredible. And then I wanted to say that it did feel like a playoff game. Was this the first time we played the Braves this year?
I believe so, right? Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad they kind of stuck it to him after what happened to us last year.
Me too. And it just,
you know, like that's why it felt like a playoff game to me.
Yeah. And I think it's some of that revenge factor. But the other thing is, I just wanted them to play a clean game. And I don't think this was the cleanest game, Austin.
No, you put three errors there.
It really wasn't. But I just want them to take this series, to dispel this, they can only beat the bad teams this year.
Yeah. Well, what was cool is that they put up 6 runs.
Yep. Yeah. Again.
You know, like that on a normal day. Okay. Eric Lauer, if we only give up 3 runs, I mean, this pitching staff is going to, if you can put up 6, you're going to win 90% of your games, I feel.
Oh, absolutely. They average 6 runs a game. They're going to win 8 of 10. I mean, that's just
what
the way
saying,
to.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
World
know.
World Series championship season.
There you go. All right, Austin, thanks for the call. 799-1250. Want to get your reaction, Eric Lauer? Your thoughts? Is it? Are we all ready? The baseball world, whether it's guys on MLB Network talking about the big boys in the National League, and who's pitching well and who is considered a big boy, whether it's you guys at home or, you know, the rest of this radio station having conversations about the National League and its big boy pitchers, and you know, certainly Burns and the Cy Young and what they've got going in L.A. and in New York and some of these pitchers. Okay, well, is it about time that Eric Lauer enters that conversation on a just across the board kind of scale? He hasn't done it as long as some of these other guys. Let's face it. We'll be honest. We'll be objective. He hasn't. But just now, this run, this window, I think it might be time to entertain that he is in that conversation, because he doesn't look like it's going to let up at all. It really doesn't. He may have gotten rattled after the Acuna homer. He did walk the next two. But that's about the time that home plate was turning into a little postage stamp. He should have had the strikeout on Ozuna. And that you got a guy that's pitching like this, Jeff Nelson, the home plate umpire. You got a guy that's pitching like this, and you don't give him that borderline call. You don't. Now, again, was it a legit strike? Maybe not. Was right there, though. You got a guy that's doing this, and you don't give him that call in that spot. Wow. That's when I started losing my mind. Like, don't you dare let these guys back in. How did you view this game? Your thoughts on Eric Lauer? We'll come back. There's some interesting items in the game recap coming up, and I want you to stick around for that. We will hear from Craig Counsell and more of your calls coming up. Gene Wagner, Plumbing Postgame Show presented. There's our song by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. That's after every win. 6-3, Brewers beat the Braves. We'll be right back. What I got, full stock of thoughts and dreams to scatter.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. What play got you the most excited from today's game? Did it get you up off the couch? It's time for the Call of the Game, presented by the 5 O'Clock Steakhouse. 5 O'Clock Steakhouse, Wisconsin's number one steakhouse by the Food Network. Visit them and make online reservations at 5oclocksteakhouse.com.
Yeah, as you guys probably are the same, you can get used to this, right? Brewers winning 15 of 18, and they beat the Atlanta Braves here in game one of this three-game weekend set, 6-3, the final. Call of the game. Calls of the game. We'll get to our recap in just a bit. Brought to you by 5 O'Clock Steakhouse, Wisconsin's number one steakhouse by the Food Network, now featuring home grill kits to go. Visit them at 5oclocksteakhouse.com. And let's get in a couple of calls before we get to our game recap. Some interesting things came up in this game, but the questions, I guess, would be just to have a conversation about, did you view this game like I did? Like, wow, this is cool. This is a couple of heavyweights in the NL going at it. These are, and I think everyone could agree, right? These are two of the better teams, at the very least. They may end up being, one of these teams may end up being the best team in the National League. We'll see how it plays out, but I think we can agree that they're two of the better teams in the National League. And this was like, wow, did I get to go into a time warp? And go back to October when these two teams intensified into a postseason matchup. It kind of felt like that to me. And also, denial of Eric Lauer as being one of the best pitchers in the National League. Are you one of those? It's okay if you are, because the longevity isn't there. But he's one of the best since July of last, since late June of last year. We're almost, we're, well, we are leaning on a calendar year of Eric Lauer being one of the best pitchers in the National League. It's pretty crazy to think about it, but it's true. Sometimes you just, it just doesn't feel right, doesn't sound right. But then you have to say, well, the numbers bear it out that it's true. 799-1250. Let's go to Brian. Brian, you're next on the Fan. Jim, we'll get to you in a second as well. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, Tim. Boy, tonight, you know, just a lot of good times to see the Brewers playing the way they are. You know, after a couple weeks ago, I remember talking to you, and, well, there was a lot of negativity out there that, well, this guy can't do this, this guy can't do that, this guy can't hit, this can, you know, it went on and on and on, it seemed like. And then we went through that period of time where we played some of the bottom feeders, if you will, you know, and I think we all kind of look forward to the fact of playing the Braves tonight. And I think, you know, I don't know if I looked at it as a playoff game tonight, but I looked at it as a time where, like you just said, you know, two of the best teams in the National League. And I think tomorrow night when we face Max Fried, I think that'll be a really interesting matchup for us. But for me, Tim, I think one thing I'm taken by watching these guys, and we talk so much about these guys playing up confidence. Well, I see a lot of swagger from our guys in the last week. And I don't know if it's them playing those bottom feeders just to kind of get them confidence. But, boy, I'll tell you, seeing Yelly, the way he's moving now, and to see Adamas and to see Tellez and our pitchers, I mean, it's great times being a Brewer fan. And then by all means are we going to enjoy this run. But I think one thing I know you're going to hear later in the show is the move by Perdomo and then Hira coming up. I like that move too. I was just going to want to say that because I look at Kesson as one of the best players in our roster, quite frankly, being 25. And I'm looking forward to getting him back here at some point in his career because I think he's playing with a lot of confidence too. You know, and I think we have so much to be thankful for as a Brewer fan right now. We really do.
We really do, and this is fun. And then the coolest thing about this, Brian, is that. Boy, we're just getting started. You know, we're just rolling up our sleeves to sit down for dinner here. We haven't even taken our first bite yet. It's only May 6th here. That's the best part. Brian, thanks for the call as always. 799-1250. And you want to talk about a fun summer and a lot of conversations. Hey, it's not all going to be sweetheart games. We all know that. So buckle in and prepare for that. And prepare for me being in a crazy bad mood when some things don't go right. And we had a situation tonight that I thought was going to come back and haunt them. And for a while there, it was haunting them. And we'll get to that in our game recap in a second. Jim, our friend in Chicago. Jim, you're on the Fan here.
All right, coming to you from south of the Cheddar Curtain. Here we go. Got a couple things. I do want to comment on the upcoming schedule for the month. But before I do that, you know me, Tim, I'm all about kind of having the fun and keeping the things rolling. And the song for the year. And I saw the bell earlier this week, and there's something that came to me. And I had to go back to 1979 when we had Bambi's Bombers, and the number one song was Anita Ward, Ring My Bell. And I really
Who sings it? Because I thought Blondie did that. Song.
Yeah. You know,
is that right or no?
Council's crew to Bambi's Bombers.
Yeah, I'm going to have Tim Shea look up Ring My Bell. You can ring my bell. I thought it was Blondie, but you're saying it's someone else?
Yeah, it's Anita Ward.
Anita Ward. Okay, well, yeah. Maybe there were a couple of versions of it.
Yeah. Real quick, to get to the schedule, as I look ahead to this month, we have 19 games on the road compared to 10 home games, and this is a great start. I think we really got to do well this month, and I think we're primed as I look at the teams that we're playing. you know, we end up with a trip to San Diego, back to St. Louis, and then a few games in Chicago. But everything that we've done and the previous caller commented on this, we're building up confidence right now, which is really, really key. And then Eric Lauer is tearing it up. He's going to silently become one of the best pitchers in the league this year, I have no doubt.
Yeah, it is going to be interesting to see that storyline play out. Jim, always a pleasure, man. We'll check that song out. I mentioned that the other day, the Ring My Bell song. So we'll check it out. It is by both.
So Anita Ward they and both Blondie. Did it. Yes.
I just have a tough time, Tim, you know, going with I wasn't big into she was actually upbringing in the punk rock world. Blondie was, and in that New York punk scene is where she cut her teeth. In the business, but I just was never a real big Blondie fan. I don't know why. She had a run and some nice songs, I'd like to hear the Anita Ward. I don't know if I've ever heard the Anita Ward version of that.
Okay.
So maybe we'll play it. Yeah. Maybe we'll play it in just a bit. All right.
Yeah.
Let's get into our game recap here. As the Brewers do take game one of this 3-game set, we will have Craig Counsell coming up in just a couple of minutes, so stick around for that. And you guys are always welcome. 799-1250. If you want to ponder the idea that this was a bigger game than it really truly was, I don't know. I thought it was pretty big. I just thought it was at least fun, at least a little different. We knew the other team was good. You wanted to see a side-by-side comparison, and we did see that tonight. And again, I didn't like the errors in this game. There were 5 combined errors in this game between the two teams. That was surprising to me and certainly unimpressive. We'll go back to the first inning. Colton Wong started the game with a leadoff base hit. Notice he is starting to heat up and doing the job for the Brewers. But base hit to lead off the game. And setting the tone 2 outs later, which included, by the way, a deep fly out by Yelich. For the second out of the inning. But it did bring up Andrew McCutchen. He had a base hit to put 2 on, 2 out, and you want your guys up there that are swinging the bat hot, and you want your guy up there that is swinging the bat hot with runners aboard, and that is what happened in the first.
Rowdy Tellez drives one towards center. Duvall racing back. He's near the warning track, and it's over his head and up against the wall. 2 runs are going to score as the Brewers are going to take a 2-0 lead on a double by Rowdy Tellez.
And once again,
on Bally Sports Wisconsin, Rowdy just putting a good swing on, almost took it out. But Lauer, a shutdown frame in the bottom half of that first inning, that was big as the early stages of the game go the Brewers' way, 2-0, early stages of the series goes the Brewers' way, early stages of the road trip. I believe too much in that. I think someone once told me, you need to get off that tone-setting thing. You know, you still got to play 9 innings. I don't know, man. I just think it's big. Neither team scores in that second inning. In that bottom half, however, what a play from Luis Urias.
Board in between the innings. That one off of Lauer. Skips to Luis Urias. Throw to first. Got him at first base. What a play by Luis Urias on the ricochet from Eric Lauer's foot.
Yeah, good heads-up play by Luis Urias. Not giving up on that play.
Yeah, that was a dynamite play to put the game into the third inning with a 2-0 lead. Wong sets the table in that third inning. A leadoff double. Here we go. Adames, a ground ball to the right side. Now we're playing get them on, get them over, get them in baseball. Now the eyebrows of the small ballers, the old schoolers, the antiquated thoughts of baseball come into play. Leadoff double, ground ball to the right side, runner moves to third. There he is, just 1 out. And there he is, Christian Yelich. You got to get the ball in play. And that would be a big run, but here's how Yelich in that at-bat ended up.
And Yelich strikes out swinging. 4th strikeout for Strider.
Every hitter knows you got to lay off of that high fastball, especially at that velocity. But Much easier said than done. You see it well. It's up close to the eyes, but awfully difficult to hit.
Yeah, that was a tough spot, and I thought that was going to possibly come back to haunt the Brew Crew later on in the game. McCutchen is retired after that to end the inning. Big spot there to add another run, and they come up empty once again into the bottom of the third inning. Lauer, 1-2-3, a couple of strikeouts. He's got four through the three innings of work tonight. And looking like he's going to roll. Two-out double from Renfro in the fourth inning. Nothing to show for it. Strider kid out of the pen. Six strikeouts through his three scoreless. I like that kid. They get to Lauer in the bottom half of the third inning. Lead-off home run by Acuna. That seemed to rattle Lauer a little bit. He walks the next too many faces. One in, nobody out, two on. And did we get this highlight? Did we get this highlight, right? Okay, we don't. Yeah, it's probably better off we don't have this one. This was a play in which there's a flare to Lorenzo Cain. This is a tough spot, and I don't want to get too technical about it, but this is a tough spot for a baseball team to maneuver around. When you've got the runners there at first and second, and there is that flare, sometimes the runners hold, sometimes the runners go. Okay, so the flare, Rowdy Tellez is moving over to think the ball is going to fall in there. He's got to play cut. The first baseman is the cut on that side of the diamond. So he's got to find an angle in case there is a throw home to get the runner that is headed home from second base, if indeed that was a base hit. Okay, so what do the catcher and the pitcher do in that situation? Typically, the catcher would cover first. Pitcher moves home to cover the plate. It's really a tough defensive strategy and thinking on the fly there. Now, the biggest problem of that play right there was Lorenzo Cain throwing to first base when nobody was covering there. So I think that's a learning kind of, it happens in baseball, those situations, but it is, everyone's going to blame Rowdy for not covering first. That's not his job. His job is to be the cut on that play. If he thinks that ball is going to fall, if that's the case, then either the catcher or the pitcher will roll over, or the right fielder is gunning toward first. So you've got a lot of moving parts there. Lorenzo Cain throws it away. They were speculating on the radio that he might have been duped to think that with the different uniforms that the Braves were wearing tonight, which are really cool, I thought. Maybe he caught wind of a body over there, or at least a brighter body over there with that uniform on, and it was the first base coach. But anyway, a run scores on that play. It should have been a double play, but it comes back to haunt the Brewers because the next batter, a sac fly to tie the game 2-2. Lauer does minimize the damage, gets out of it. They get it tied into the fifth inning at 2. Brewers, a chance after two were out. Willie Adames, a base hit. Christian Yelich, a base hit. Runners at the corners for McCutchen. He strikes out to end that threat. Another big spot there. And now the intensity is just rolling here. 2-2 game, mid-game, Braves, Brewers. Lauer, big time, standing tall. 1-2-3 in the fifth inning, into the sixth inning. And here's where the Brewers get a chance. A one-out walk in that sixth to Urias. Infield single by Hunter Renfro. Colin McHugh is going to be lifted from the game. They bring in the lefty Matzik to face Omar Narvaez. Narvaez gets up 3-0 on the count. He works it full. He works a walk to load him up for Lorenzo Cain. Got to get the ball in play. Gets it in play and makes it work. It almost backfired on a double play, but he makes it work.
Towards short, could be two. There's one. Safe at first. Lorenzo Cain beat it out. Brewers take the lead.
Yeah, there you go, Lorenzo, with some hustle there, beating cleats to first base. And the Brewers take the lead, 3-2. Runners at the corners with two out, one in for Colton Wong. He works a walk to load him up for Willie Adames. And Willie gets an RBI the easy way.
3-2 on Willie Adames. And he walked him.
Not even close. Well, when he misses badly, doesn't he?
Brewers go up 4-2. I'm going crazy at this time. That's going to do it for Matzek. Three walks and a base hit in his outing there, along with those two runs, brings up Christian Yelich with the bases loaded, two in, two out. And Tyler Thornburg, the former Brewer, to face Yelich. Okay, right-hander to face Yelich. We'll take that. Again, get the ball in play, and he does. The Brewers get a run and then a break for another run.
Ground ball hit towards the middle. Diving stab by Albies. Safe at second. The ball gets away. Here comes Colton Wong to score. Two more come across for the Brewers.
Big, big, big 6-2 lead as they plate four in that sixth inning on three hits, three walks, an error, three relievers. They bat nine in the inning. Big time frame for the Brewers. Lauer, bottom six, shut it down. 1-2-3, including two strikeouts, one to Acuña, seven Ks through the sixth inning. Acuña, can you know, you're going to stand there and put on a show, buddy? Okay, all right. You're going to do that to the wrong umpire. You're going to get bounced. But Nelson, yeah, no, we'll let Acuña do it. Pitch count in good shape for Lauer as the game headed to the seventh inning. He had a chance to go deep as the Brewers go 1-2-3 in the seventh. So we get to Lauer's bottom of the seventh inning. He really had a chance, but he got himself into trouble. Strikes out the leadoff hitter for his eighth punch out of the night. Then an 11-pitch at-bat against Ozuna, and he doesn't get a call on 3-2. And I think that changed the complexion of his outing. That was a walk. Should have gotten it. It was followed up by a base hit, and that made matters worse, and Council just had to go get him. 94 pitches at that point, and you know, you're really looking for the double play ball, but the Braves are trying to get back into it. It is, you know, seventh inning, just the one out, and they've got room to play with, and they have been known to be clutch late in games. So 6 1/3 for Lauer, two hits, two runs, one earned, three walks, and eight strikeouts in the performance. Gives way to Boxberger. Two on with the one out. Box is starting to get jobbed a little bit at the plate, but this makes up for all of that.
And a tapper hit towards short. There's one. Two, double play, inning over. Just what Boxberger needed.
Yeah, that was a full count on Travis d'Arnaud, and he got that double play. I felt pretty good at that point because you've got a four-run lead, and I thought, well, if it counts, what are you going to do? Into the eighth inning, and your pitching side of things. Is it going to be Devin Williams? But Brewers did have a shot in that eighth inning, by the way. Omar, base hit, Kane to reach on an error, but strikeout to Wong, line out by Willie Adames, and Christian Yelich came up. Little duffer in front of the mound. Yeah, that's not going to work. He's thrown out to end the inning. And in that eighth inning, it's Gustave. It's not Devin Williams. He allows a solo home run to Swanson with two outs, but then a big strikeout to Acuña, who, again, he just has to show up the umpire. Just go ahead and throw a fit there. That's okay. You're one of the better players in the league. You're allowed to do that, I guess. 6-3 lead into the ninth. Josh Hader coming out to lock this down. The Brewers did have a base hit in that ninth inning from Rowdy, his second on the night. And Josh Hader gets it done. There was an error in that ninth inning. That was the third error of the ball game for the Brewers. But there's your final 6-3. Let's get one in here before we got to take a break. We'll come back here from Craig Council, check out the box score as well as the Brewers take game one of the three-game set. 799-1250. Mike, what's on your mind, buddy?
Yeah, I tried to call on the other night. I was going to ask you if 18 was a crooked enough number for you.
Yeah, that is a crooked number, yes.
Yeah, yeah. They've been coming on playing great. Things are going to be fun. You had asked before when you started to take calls about one of the plays of the game, and you brought it up, the play by Urias, the first double play. That was awesome, and I guess it set the tone, but they ended up with three errors. I didn't care for that either, but it's early.
So, yeah, you have to watch You know, winning is everything, and I get that. Sometimes you can win a game ugly. Sometimes you can win a game, and good teams do this when they're not playing their best. This, you know, in terms of defensively, really wasn't a great clean game for the Crew. It just wasn't.
No, but how about Rowdy?
How about him? That's funny. It looks like, thanks for the call, Mike. That's a great point, too. And I want to make mention of this. With the roster move today, Keston Hira sent down. And, you know, I'm disappointed in that. Not surprising to me. And I'm not just playing a know-it-all either, guys. You guys know this. I've been nervous about him and his roster spot basically all year. But now there's two factors. They're pitching. They've been leaning on with a smaller bullpen. They've been kind of leaning on these same guys. Trevor Gott's been, you know, overworked a little bit. Boxberger, they're just getting back going. They gave him a little bit of a break. Hader got his break. So they've been having, you know, maybe an issue there with just in case things go funny in this series. They needed the protection of another arm out there in that pen. That's Luis Perdomo. And I like him a lot, and I think Brewers fans are going to like him. I think he's a really good pitcher. Now, I don't know how he plays out, if his stuff plays better in the pen or as a starter, but, I mean, we'll see. But he's a nice arm to add. But the Keston Hira thing is telling not only for Keston but for Rowdy as well. And we've been talking about Rowdy here for about a good week. Why isn't he the everyday first baseman? Should he be the everyday first baseman? He's got to be pissed he's not the everyday first baseman. Well, it looks like with this roster move, I think you got your answer there. We have an answer. Rowdy Tellez now is pretty much an everyday first baseman. And that's what we wanted, right?
Yep.
I know that's what I wanted, despite the fact that I like Keston Hira a lot. But Rowdy got, we got what we wanted here. Now he's got to come through. And he came through tonight. Two hits, two RBIs. Let him play.
I will be the first one to take back what I said earlier in the year. At the beginning of the season, I said, I don't know if Rowdy's going to be the guy at first base. I'm starting to back up a little on that.
Okay, it's a long season.
Yeah.
You're right, but it is a long season. And I just think you've got a guy that's young enough. He's getting an opportunity now for the first time. Never really had this opportunity in the big leagues. Not with Toronto, mm-hmm. not with Milwaukee.
Yep.
And so, now he does.
And
now
he's performing. It's
time. Yeah, and I heard him with a couple of comments earlier today just talk about how comfortable he is now knowing that he's the everyday first baseman. How appreciative he is to get that opportunity now. I think he's going to take advantage of it. I do. And, you know, we have a long road trip here. And if he keeps keeping on here, I got to get going on getting the rowdy chance going back at American Family Field. I mean, that was crazy good last year when everyone was doing that. And I think I'll go on a push for that on a campaign of getting rowdy chance going at home in Milwaukee. Brewers get the victory, 6-3 final, and it's kind of an intense game. Outside of a little sloppiness on both sides, three errors for the Crew. Two errors for the Braves, but outside of that, this was sort of the intense game. Okay, here's Ring My Bell. Let's check this out for a little bit.
The tune sounds a little familiar. This is Anita Ward.
Yeah, this is the Ward version. I might like the Blondie version better.
Maybe we'll come back with that.
Yeah, let's do that. Stick around. Brewers ringing some bells down in Atlanta. We'll be right back on The Fan.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. Let's get the scoop from the skipper on today's game on 1250 AM The Fan.
You know, guys, the run differential is starting to look pretty good. And regardless of what you think of this offense, if they're just on a little bit of a hot streak based on the pitchers against, okay, fair enough. But, you know, they are improved. I think we can all just agree on that. Welcome back, Gene Wagner, Plumbing Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street. 6-3, the Brewers get the victory, and they're averaging in their last now 17 games a 6 runs or better average per game. 18 runs does help that. They had a 12-run output, an 11-run output. They had a 9-run output. All that does help, certainly, obviously, the run differential. But just the mere fact that they're drawing these types of walks, you take a look at this game tonight. They knew. This is a bullpen game for the Braves, by the way. And that's not an easy task. I think in some regards, it's a little tougher to go at these bullpen arms because you don't get the reps against the same pitcher. You don't get 2-3 at-bats against, you know, one guy. You start dialing in. And, you know, every other inning, they've got a new pitcher out there. But regardless, the offense is improved. And will it stay, you know, at this sort of clip? Maybe not. But you can tell the difference. And you can tell the difference. It's certainly helping where we're now seeing, you know, most times the pitching is there still. But there's been a couple of games, a 12-8 win, in which that was one of the games that the offense picked up the pitchers. And to see that a little bit more is going to certainly get you additional wins. It just is. The offense needs to grab one once in a while. It can't be all, you know, Burns and Lauer and Woody and Hauser and these guys. It has to be the offense once in a while. You know, 3 runs is a pretty good ERA. To have. I mean, you keep those other guys, starters and bullpen, to 3 runs, you're going to win those games. You just simply are going to win a ton of those games. And now you've seen the Brewers rattle off 15 of their last 18 games. And that is...
I'm shaking my head.
I know that, because again...
Because it doesn't feel like that.
No, and we've said that for a while now. And even when they were... You know, they took care of Philadelphia 2 of 3, and then they took care of, you know, Pittsburgh or whatever it was, and we're like, wow, they won 4 of 6, or they won 5 of 6. Wow, they're on a 6 of 7. Then it got to 9 of 11, then 11 of 13, and it just kept going from there. There's something to that. There certainly is. And now with a 19-8 overall mark, and I see that ESPN in their power rankings has the Brewers up to 4. You know, USA Today at the beginning of this week had them at 7. So they are getting some movement there despite the opponents they're playing. Now, you take care of business in Atlanta. I can't wait for Monday's USA Today power ranking to come out. Because there were some teams that I got a question above on the USA Today that were above the Brewers with right around a 500 mark. And here the Brewers sit 10, now 11 games over 500. We'll see. We'll see what happens. And it's, you know, Braves are tough. Who knows? They may end up losing the next 2 games. I don't know. That's why we play, and that's why I can't wait for the first pitch tomorrow. I was talking to a buddy of mine today from the Kingfish. And Ryan was saying to me that, you know, he's in one of those modes where you can't wait for the next game. And you find yourself in the afternoon at work thinking about, man, what time? I can't wait for the Brewers to play tonight. What time are they on? That's sort of for us. We're in an exclusive club right now, you guys listening and myself and Tim. But we will welcome in thousands more as this continues. And we're ready. This weather's going to break here pretty quick. But again, there's a couple of games left in this series, and I can't wait for tomorrow's game. We'll preview that.
That weather's going to break on this road trip in Cincinnati. I don't know if you caught the temperatures that they're going to be playing in. 89 degrees.
Oh, so we got some hot stuff
so
down there.
The ball might be flying out this week.
Yeah, and we're going to see upper 60s, 70s here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing for everybody. Yes. It is about time. Let's hear from Craig Counsell as his team takes game 1 over the Braves.
And some luck and a whole bunch of different things today.
I think you're going to have to, over the course of the season, you're going to have to find different ways to win games. And I thought we did it with, you're right, just kind of some base hits and some hustle and some good disciplined at-bats to keep the inning going. and that was enough. So it was a different way to score runs today, but it, you know, it all counts, and you need that to be a consistent team.
Craig, Lowe had that error in center field, and then follows up by beating out that ground ball, and that kind of got the, you know, kept the inning alive and really set the stage for.
Well, he also threw the guy out at third base right after that too.
His hustle was big in
there. Yeah, I mean, just getting down the line and making it hard to double him up, which he always is very difficult to double up. Obviously, that kept the inning going, and you know, that made it 3-2, and we sent four more batters to the plate that inning. So obviously, that's a huge for him to beat that up. Turned out to be a play of the game.
Did he say anything about that play? Just a lot of moving pieces on the.
Yeah, I think everybody was just moving, and I didn't think he had a chance to catch it, and I don't think any of us did. And then he got there relatively easy, actually, and I think he just there was. You know, the both infielders are going for it. Willie's trying to backpedal. Rowdy's trying to get to second because he sees the both infielders going for it. So it was just one of those crazy plays.
Eric had the one inning where it seemed like he maybe battled his command a little bit, but other than that, another quality start for him.
Yeah, he pitched very, very well. You go through that group of hitters, they're going to give you a hard time. You know, they gave him a hard time one time through of the three times he faced him. So. He did. He pitched really, really well tonight again. I mean, he's locked in. He's difficult to hit. You start to see why he's so hard to hit. I mean, he's got the off speed for strikes. He's got the slider and cutter kind of whenever he wants it, and then the fastball's explosive up in the zone.
Boxberger again too. He comes in. He's just been so reliable and tight.
Yeah, I mean, it's just more of the same. You know, it's almost it's he just gets out. It's he just gets out. He made a lot of quality pitches that at bat, just right on the edge. And Darno had a pretty good at bat, actually laying off some of those pitches. But he made another good pitch 3-2 and got a double play.
Josh obviously locked it down. I mean, did he look like old Josh to you?
Yeah, I mean, I was glad to get Josh in the game. I think he was glad to get out there. He looked pretty good. I don't know. You can write about that.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. It's time to dive inside the box score for today's game on 1250 AM The Fan. Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. Great food, awesome fish fries, plenty of TVs to watch the games, and always a friendly vibe.
Yeah, there was Craig Counsell, and yes, Todd Rosiak is going to write about Josh Hader. There's no question about that. I think Craig can be so cynical at times. He's a good dude. He really is. All right, let's check out some of the numbers here. We will hear from who? Colton Wong when we come back after the next break. Is that right? Okay, yeah. We're going to hear from Colton Wong coming up in just a couple of minutes here. Let's check out the box score. Every win this year, I've been reading some numbers, and we'll continue to do that, being as superstitious as I am with some of this stuff. Colton Wong today, 2-for-4 with a walk and 2-run score. There's your leadoff hitter right there. Willy Adames goes 1-for-4 with a walk and an RBI. Christian Yelich, 2-for-5, 1 RBI. What is he batting now? Let's just do a gut check on his batting. Right around 250?
255.
All right. So still climbing, guys. You can see the difference in Christian Yelich. Being involved, I think that's the one thing. Is he hitting, you know, monster shots and having, you know, 5 RBI games, a couple of bombs or a bomb and a 2-run double or anything like that? No, not yet. But one thing we can say is he's involved in this offense. And that's been a while.
Big hits. Drew, big hits.
Yeah, he's been drawing his walks, and the OBP has been okay the last couple of years, if not the average and power numbers. But you know, at least he's involved in this stuff, and I think that's part of this. It's a part. We can all point to Willie and Rowdy doing his thing and Rias back or whatever. Colton Wong starting to heat back up. Andrew McCutchen steady outside of the one slump. But I think Yelich is part of this. He is certainly involved, to say the least. Let's see. Andrew McCutchen tonight goes 1-for-5 with a run scored. Rowdy Tellez, 2-for-5, 2 RBIs. Luis Urias, tough one, 0-for-4. Did draw a walk in the game. Hunter Renfro, a multi-hit game, 2-for-5 with a run scored. Omar Narvaez goes 1-for-3, and he drew a walk. Look at all these walks. Lorenzo Cain, 0-for-4 with a run scored, and he did have an RBI in the ball game. Pitching lines tonight, Eric Lauer outstanding again tonight, 6 1/3 innings pitched. He did allow 2 runs, 1 earned on just 2 hits, 3 walks, 8 strikeouts, threw 94 pitches, and ERA now sits at 182 on the season. Box, 2/3 of an inning, nothing across the board, got that ground ball double play. Yandel Gustave, 1 inning, 1 hit, 1 run, it was earned, no walks, 2 punch-outs, and Josh Hader, 1 inning, did allow a base runner on an error, had a strikeout. And the Brewers tonight, they get 6 runs on 11 hits and 3 errors. The Braves, 3 runs on just 3 hits with 2 errors. The win goes to Eric Lauer, now goes to 3-0. Lost to Matzik, goes to 0-1. Save to Hader, number 11, benchmark there at 107, 107 saves. Now in sole possession of 2nd place in franchise history in the saves department. He's chasing Dan Plesac's 133. And yes, I would say he has a legitimate shot to break his record. Some sort of laughed a little bit at the beginning of the year, like, can he upper 30s and saves and grab that record? Looks like he's headed in that direction.
100%.
It certainly does.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah, Brewers now 19-8 with the victory. They take game one of this 3-game series. We'll take a peek ahead at the matchup tomorrow. Ringing the bell in the dugout. Now here's the Blondie version of that song. You sure this is the Blondie one?
This is. At 100%.
Kind of sounds like the Anita Ward one. Well, let's hear the chorus here. Wow, I didn't know it was that funky. I thought it was more of a rocker. Maybe I should write and record. There we go.
The bells are great. I like this version better, Tim. I do.
Yeah, I think I do too. Slightly better. All right, we'll come back. We'll hear from Colton Wong and give you a sneak peek at tomorrow's excellent pitching matchup. That's next on The Fan.
Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek on 1250 AM, The Fan. Time to head into the clubhouse and hear from the pros.
6-3, Brewers beat the Braves in game two tomorrow in an excellent pitching matchup. That is a great game. You know, whenever we see sometimes when we see these types of pitching matchups, you know, in this case, Burns and Fried, it turns out to be like one of those 8-6 games for some reason. It just spins out of control for whatever reason. I don't know. Just occasionally it does happen. And other times it's, you know, it's like the Burns-Stroman matchup. And Stroman, you know, is much better than some of the numbers had indicated for the Cubs coming into that game last Sunday. But you saw pitchers duel, 2-0. If you look at this intense game tonight, well, for me it was intense. It might not have been for you. I shouldn't say it was for you, but for me it was. Did you imagine a 1-0 pitcher's duel or no score in the 6th inning tomorrow? That's huge. Some people don't like those games. In this case, you might want to take notice of this game tomorrow, 6:20, first pitch. We'll get to that in just a second. Let's get Dale in here. Dale, you're on The Fan. What's going on, Dale?
Just occurred to me that I think you should get a bell and have the bell to play on the show.
Okay, yes. In the studio.
Yeah.
That is a great idea.
That's my comment tonight.
All right, Dale, excellent comment. You know what? We're going to get one. I'm going to start calling around. Thank you, Dale. Now, Quentin Berry got the bell for the crew, and he had to call around, and then somebody ordered it for him. I think I was reading the other day that he went to some farm store or something like that.
Something like that. We were talking about it on the Bart show this morning. Bart wants a foghorn.
I told Bart he should get a big-ass gong in the studio. You know, like
awesome.
A six-foot circle with a big mallet where he just turns around and hits a gong. But, yeah, I think it's important that we do get some sort of bell here. Just trying to think out loud if I've got any contacts down there in Kenosha.
Well, it could maybe go something like, I don't know, this. It's a start.
But
we need a live bell.
Yeah, more like a live bell. We're going to do some thinking on that. Dale, that's a good idea. You got my gears turning here. So we'll get to that. All right, we'll get to this. Colton Wong, after a game, he had a couple of hits, set the table at the top of the Brewers lineup, and the Brewers get the 6-3 win, but here's the Brewers' second baseman.
Thanks, Craig. Colton, you were on base three times today, and in the sixth inning, you drew a walk, and it was small ball. In that sixth inning, it was walks, it was infield hits, it was the fielder's choice. For as much as you guys have been mashing, nice to see you guys put together an inning like that to just keep the line moving.
Absolutely. That's my whole goal, is just to get on base for the guys behind me. When you got guys like Willie, Rowdy, Yelly coming up, you know, you just want to be on base so they can drive you in. So just trying to put my best foot forward and not try to do too much, understand who's behind me, and just try to be on there for them.
Two hits and the walk for you from the leadoff spot here tonight. You guys knew this was going to be a bullpen day. How did that change the approach and the preparation for tonight?
Yeah, just understanding that, you know, we're going to have different pitchers pretty much every inning, you know, so it's just buying into your approach and not trying to, you know, follow them around. Obviously, every pitcher is different. Every pitcher's got their own thing, but we just try to stay tight with the zone and work our way on base, you know, regardless of walk, base hit, regardless of what it was. We were just trying to get on.
It's a very tough Braves lineup over there. What'd you think about the job that Eric Lauer and the bullpen did to just hold them down tonight?
Oh, it's been awesome. Lau's been amazing. You know, he's been doing his thing the past three games. It seems like he's been unhittable. You know, and our bullpen just, they've been lights out regardless. I feel like I've been saying that since I got here, you know. So, I mean, hats off to those guys. They keep us in every game, and they give us opportunity to win.
Josh Hader hadn't pitched in over a week. Impressive to see his command?
Absolutely. I mean, it was kind of good for him because I feel like he got 10 saves, you know, in a matter of 2 weeks. So, you know, we were using him a lot in the beginning, so good to give him a little break, let him rest, and, you know, nice to see him back out there today.
All right, Colton, thank you so much for the time. Colton Wong, a big part of that Brewers sixth-inning rally.
You're listening to the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek on The Fan. Time to check Tim Allen's news and notes. Yeah, we know they're infamous, somewhat overrated, and, well, quite frankly, sometimes just plain old dumb. But he continues to read them. Okay, Tim, have at it if you need to.
All right, the biggest note and news, Brewers do get the 6-3 victory. Some other news and notes. Bucks back in action tomorrow. They're going to play Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Semis against Boston, 2:30 tip. And I was reading this morning, tickets are still available?
Yeah, they released some tickets.
Okay, they did.
Yeah, earlier today. So you can go on Bucks.com. They're about $100 right now.
All right, not too bad, and I'm sure there'll be a party downtown tomorrow.
First, probably weather's going to be nice. So,
and the weather will be decent enough to kind of hang out in the district, and if you're not going to the game, you can hang out and just feel the vibe there. Get that vibe going. I think it definitely helps. The Milwaukee Admirals get a win tonight, 3-2 final. I was reading, again, this morning about one of the highest prospects the NHL has had in a few years is playing for the Admirals, getting his career back on track. Cody Green, I think his name is.
Okay.
So that helps. And this, a news and note from the baseball world, if you will. Junior college pitcher faces possible expulsion for tackle.
Okay. Oh, I remember that.
This was just a few weeks ago. This wasn't that long ago. Facing a possible expulsion or suspension for leveling an opponent's base runner after giving up a home run. Weatherford College faced North Texas College, junior college. Josh Phillips was rounding third in the sixth inning, and Weatherford pitcher Owen Woodward. Woody, what are you doing, dude? Sprints over and collides with him, sending both players crashing to the ground. It wasn't immediately clear what prompted the attack. Really? Dude just hit a homer. School officials said also that the police would be investigating this as well as the school itself. School officials, in fact, the coach said, "We are shocked, quote, and disappointed at what happened in our game today. We will not condone this type of behavior. We have worked hard to build a program with the highest of standards. We are completely embarrassed by this incident, and we apologize to North Central Texas College as well as our fans. This type of behavior cannot be tolerated."
Could you imagine if that happened in Major League Baseball?
Oh, man.
Like, oh, gosh, why am I losing his name? Contreras goes after Hader or something.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, and that, hey, that could happen this year. Uh-huh. But, yeah, just someone hits it like Acuna tonight, hits a bomb, and Lauer just lights out for him coming around third and just takes him out. No, that wouldn't be wise. I would not recommend that at all. All right, let's check out the matchup for tomorrow's game, too. 20 after 6, the first pitch. After the last pitch, you make the switch right here. Gene Wagner Plumbing post-game show presented by our friends at Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek.
Well, we've been talking about it all night. It's Cy Young Award winner Corbin Burnes going up for the Brewers. He's 1-1 with a 1.93 ERA. Going up against Max Fried, 3-2 with a 3.00 ERA.
Yeah, you talk
about
a
good one.
Taking advantage when you have the opportunities. I think both of these offenses have to go into it with that mode. And that is when you do get a runner at third, say, with less than two out, you got to come through. And that could be the difference in the game. Going to be a good one. Weather looks good as well. And there was some issues whether or not there was going to be some rain and stuff in Atlanta for this series. But now it looks like through at least the two games, it looked pretty good. And the weather's going to start heating up here as well. And I'm liking that. You know, Brewers baseball on the radio and you got the weather going. You got the weekend here. I'm hearing lawnmowers just everywhere in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just saw on Twitter, actually, the Brewers did one of their This One's on Us tonight.
Oh, over, that's right. Freddie got the tag tonight.
Yeah, at fourth base in West Dallas or West Milwaukee. Okay. Yeah, right, just right down the road from the park.
Yeah,
Major League
no
was
doubt.
Filmed there. Little tidbit that I.
I'm
sure everyone knows that.
They're doing this on road games, and it's on us. This time it was Freddie Peralta picking up the tab. You just don't know where it's going to be each Friday night.
Yep. I did get more information on that, too. They pick up everything for 2 hours. So when it was down at Jack's on the east side, from 5 to 7, they picked up food and drinks for everybody in the bar.
Man, don't you wish you kind of knew?
Uh-huh. Well, you think you might know the place that they might go down by you?
I think in
Racine. Racine, Kenosha, yep.
The Racine location, I got a good idea where they're going to end up. I just do.
Okay.
DM me
or get away for a little bit and head on down there.
Can I just say what? Nah, I better not.
No.
I better not. All right, you guys have a great night. For Tim Shea, my name is Tim Allen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. We'll do it again. I may not be in a great mood tomorrow. That's the flip of a coin with Brewers baseball. If they lose a tough one tomorrow, let's discuss.
But
if they win,
whoo,
let's celebrate again.
Yep.
Brewers 19-8 after this victory. Guys, have a great night. Have a great weekend. We'll see you tomorrow night. And smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
Just smile. Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.